from the Stoner Jesus Studio Complex in Stoner Heaven. It's the 420 story with Stoner Jesus.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here with another 420 story for StonerJesus.net. Make sure you go support the show, get the 420 archives, the video version of the new Stoner Jesus show, and more on our Patreon, patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Help me spread the truth about cannabis through comedy, or at least my feeble attempts at comedy. Check that out at patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Story today comes from CPR.org. That's Colorado Public Radio. More aging Coloradans are turning to medical marijuana, but data is sparse. In the airy first floor lounge of Balfour Senior Living at Riverfront Park in downtown Denver, Dr. Joel Cohen prepared to speak to a packed house. This is Cannabis 101 for Seniors, a talk he's given before. Michael Schoenburn, Balfour CEO, says he's got residents in almost all of his Colorado retirement communities using marijuana in some form. All of a sudden, we noticed that this crabby lady in apartment 103 was suddenly much more cheerful, much easier to get along with. And the question was, what happened to good old Mary Sue? And it's that she's consuming edible marijuana, he laughs. Rather than try to dissuade residents, Schoenburn invited a medical professional to ensure informed decisions around marijuana after cannabis companies Stratos and Holos Health pitched the idea to him. Statistically, the Centers for Disease Control found that marijuana use among adults over 65 increased more than 300% between 2002 and 2014. While there's still only less than 2% of the total population of users, an increase is significant. In Colorado, since July 2014, the first month when the state's Department of Health started breaking out the demographic numbers they publicly post, the number of seniors who hold medical marijuana cards has been slowly rising. As a percentage of overall share of medical cards, those over 61 were 21% of the total as of August of 2017. According to Brian Kasky, who's a professor of health policy at University of Iowa, he's doing some research into this. He said older adults are, for example, more likely to have a prescription medication to begin with. They're looking at ways to figure out how cannabis interacts with that. And he figured out that they just don't know. There's not enough stats. There's not enough statistics, which are also stats, dealing with this. So he set out to learn this stuff on his own. Kasky, along with Dr. Sarah Qualls of the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, won a $97,500 grant from the state to study marijuana use among older adults, how they consume, why they consume, how often, everything. They're also collecting data from older adults who don't partake and trying to understand why. A lot of older people have the stigma still in their head that they learned as children, as much of us younger people also do, but it's not as ingrained. It hasn't been around as long. We haven't believed since the 50s that marijuana is a gateway drug and it causes cancer and it kills your brain cells, like some of these older people have had. They've been told this all their life, that marijuana is bad for you, it's bad. And obviously younger people are on the internet more. We read more, we understand more about what cannabis does and the new things, the new information that has come out. We found out a lot of things that we were told when we were children is complete bullshit. There's less older people on the internet finding out those things. But think about it. If you're an older person and you're in pain, you're taking all these medications, why wouldn't you try marijuana? What the fuck are you waiting for? Now, I understand if you actually believe it's going to give you lung cancer or kill your brain cells or bullshit like that. But if you're an older person and you know the research on marijuana and you know that it doesn't do all those things, why not? Why not? Man, you ain't getting any younger, as the saying goes. I know when I'm old, I'm going to be blazing up all the time. Somebody says something to me like, fuck you, man. I'm 70 years old. You think I'm not going to smoke weed? Give me a break. I don't know how much time I have left. The time I do have left, I'm going to enjoy it. I'm not going to be in some fucking stupor from all these prescription pills you're giving me. I'm going to get high, and I'm going to enjoy life. And if you don't like it, well, I'm fucking 70. What the fuck are you going to do about it, son?